station 6-2 for PWD.
Johnny, with you on 2, go ahead.
Hey, good morning. All crew are good with PWD, next PWD. Thanks.
Sounds good, thank you.
Houston station on space ground 2.
Oleg, go ahead on 2.
Good morning, this is Oleg. I'm ready to perform a procedure 2.735, fill you the way with deordinated water from PWD. And I took UDW 1530. UDW is empty and I'm absolutely ready.
Okay, Oleg, we copied 1530 and empty. That is a good report. And we also wanted to let you know when you get to step 3.2, the expected offload time is 26 minutes. That's 26 minutes. And when you get to step 3.3, we can give you the go now. The safe thing is in place.
Copy all, and I'm going to step 3.3 and estimated time 26 minutes.
Yes, copy all, and just to clarify, you have the go once you do get to step 3.3.
Okay.
Station Houston on 2 for Oleg and Yedebe Phil.
Houston, go ahead on 2.
Oleg, Yedebe Phil is complete. We can give you the go per step 6.1 in the teardown procedure.
Copy all. I'm going to step 6.1. Houston station on space ground.
Head on 2.
I have completed step 6 and step 7.1 and transfer host disconnected from PWD and system bypass valve back to rehydration station.
Copy all, Oleg. Good config. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
You too. Station Houston on 2, PWD, XPWD, back online and go for use.
Station on 2 for IMTP.
Huntsville's with you on 2. Good morning, Zena. Just for your information, we have space to ground 4 and your exercise specialist ready to go.
Okay, copy. Space to ground 4. I'll switch over, and we've got the camcorder set up.
So copies all.
And Munich is with you on 2. Mike, good morning. As mentioned in the morning DPC, we would like to provide you with a different headband, serial number, and location if you're ready to copy.
I'm ready to copy.
So we would like you to try T-Mini headband LXL serial number 01. And this headband can be found in the T-Mini kit, serial number 02. Location of the kit is also available in your charge activity in the stow note line 5. How copy?
I copy all. I know where to find the kit. Like you said, it's in the stow note. And you would like me to try a serial number headband L/XL, which is serial number 01, and I can find that in kit number serial number 02.
And that's a good readback, Mike.
We will try even harder to get better data this time.
Copy all, Mike. And if you find that this headband more comfortable, then you can charge this one instead.
Okay, thank you. That makes sense. So we will try it on, see how it works. And if we think that it will get good data, then we will charge this one. Do you wish us to charge a backup one also, or just one?
Just this one is fine, whichever you decide to go for with.
Okay, copy all. I'll report down in the crew note or call you directly. Thank you for the help.
Copy, Mike, and it would be better if you would call us down since we cannot see the crew notes at the moment.
Okay, we'll do it that way. Thank you very much.
Perfect, and thank you very much for your support.
Munich station, space to ground 2 for T-Mini.
Munich is with you on 2, Mike.
The headband, everything was just as you suggested, so thank you for the suggestions. And just to be completely clear, that the headband serial number is LXL, and it was serial number 01. And that came from the kit serial number 02. And it is currently charging, and we're off to a good start.
Perfect. Thank you very much for your feedback.
station on Space Ground 2 for solar array survey.
Kimia, go ahead on 2.
3 alpha sound imagery complete, and photos are downlinked by SSC-7.
Copy, 3 alpha complete, SSC-7, thank you.
You.
And Huntsville station on 2 for life science glove box and lubrication.
Go on 2 for LSG, good morning.
Good morning, and yeah, for LSG and for the task coming up, we have the Node 2 camcorder on, just making sure you like the view, and we'll start in just a few moments.
That is a good view for the Node 2 cam. And we copy that serial number, Mike, thank you. Copy, thumbs up. Copy, just a little bit of grease. Copy that serial number, thanks. Copy the double thumbs up. See if you can do a triple thumbs up next time. And we copy that serial number. Perfect. Triple thumbs up. Mike, we copy. And we copy that one as well. Thank you.
And Huntsville on 2 for LSG.
Go on 2.
Great. Looks like we finished steps 2 and 3. As far as I can tell, those were the 5 rings that you wanted me to work with. Just double-checking with you to make sure we're good. And there is a step here for photo documenting everything. I'm pretty sure you got to see it on the camera, but if you want me to, I'm very happy to take digital stills.
All right, copy. That's all the rings, and just confirm there's no need for photos, but thank you so much for checking.
That is a pleasure doing this, and I'll return everything per the stowage note. If I have any questions, I'll let you know, and it sounds like you don't have any questions for me, so we'll just clean up and return.
Sounds good to us, Mike. Good working with you. Looking forward to the rest of your stint on station. And Huntsville copies.
So station on Space Ground 2 for the solar array imagery.
Give me a go for imagery.
1 Bravo solar imagery complete. Thank you.
Copy. 1 Bravo complete.
And photos are downlinked by SSC-7. The same. Thank you.
Copy. Also SSC-7. Station Houston on 2 for ultrasound. Just a heads up for everybody. We have Space Ground 4 privatized. We're going to come on board with a video.
We copy on 2 and switching to 4 in Columbus. Thanks.
No problem. Station Houston on 2 for Johnny and a 10-minute activity at your convenience.
And Johnny with you on 2. I'm ready to copy.
Yeah, hey, Johnny. So sorry to bother you, but we have a couple of AdLink mini PCs that aren't responding that could really use a power cycle if you're willing to help us out here in a minute.
Yes, and never bother. Always happy to help. And I think this might be, Scott, based on your voice. I can't tell. We don't have an FCT roster up, so thanks for having us.
Yeah, it is, Scott. So nice working with you, Johnny. Yeah, so there's 2 separate mini PCs that we'd be looking for. The first one, serial number 1006, is located node 3, aft overhead 4. I'll copy.
1006 and node 3, aft overhead 4. Ready for the next one.
All right, the second one is serial number 1017. And it's located at JPM 1, overhead 6.
Hey, serial number 1017, JPM 1, overhead 6.
And that's a good copy, and I do have the procedure reference for the power cycle if you need it.
I'll go ahead and take it, just in case.
Sure, no problem. It's in the POC book, procedure 2.16.101, step 5 only.
In the POC 2.16.101, number 5, step 5 only. Thanks.
Good copy. Thanks for the help with that, Johnny.
Hey, it's always my pleasure. Appreciate you calling out and let us know.
No problem.
To Station Space Ground 2, both AdLink PCs have been restarted. Let me know if you need any more actions.
Copy that, Johnny. Thank you. We're going to take a look, let you know if we need anything else. And while I've got you, Johnny, I did notice your crew note with the question about the spare Glenn harness. Wanted to let you know we are planning to keep that, so thanks for the question there. We're tracking a future plan to get it stowed away somewhere, but for the meantime, could you just let us know where it lives right now, just for our tracking?
Yeah, right now it's in PMM next to the GSP, but I don't think that's a good spot, so I'm going to go ahead and put it in Node 1 Deck 2 in a mesh bag, and I'll put a little label.
And that works for us. Thanks for doing that, Johnny. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Solar Station on Space Ground 2 for solar array imagery.
Hey, Kimya, go ahead. On 2.
Solar array 1 alpha complete, and photos are the same in SSC 7.
SSC 7, copy. Thank you very much.
Q.
Sensation on 2 for TOCA.
And with you on 2. Go ahead, Zena.
Hey, wondering if you could help me out in steps 1 and 2 with those configurations.
Happy to do that. We can already verify 1 and 2 are complete. You're go to pick up in 3.
Perfect. Will do. Starting in step 3.
Solicitation on Space Ground 2 for solar array imagery.
And we're with you, Kimya, go ahead.
Yes, 3 Bravo complete, and the photos are the same, SSC 7.
Copy that, thanks for all the help with that.
Thank you for your help.
Station on 2 for EDIVET.
With you on 2, Johnny, go ahead.
So EDIVET serial number 1513 is not in the GA, it's actually currently in use in the SM. So wondering if you want us to just proceed with one EDIVET, the serial number 1464, or if you want us to grab an alternative EDIVET. We found a 1512 and wondering if that's what you wanted. Stand by.
Copy that, checking. Johnny, back with you. So we're looking into our tracking to see if we needed a second EDIVET for this inspection. In the meantime, you can get started with 1464, and then we'll get back to you here in just a minute.
Copy. We'll start 1464, standing by for the second one, and we'll keep moving on the first. Thanks.
Johnny, Mike, Houston back with you on 2 for EDIVET. Just a heads up, we only need the one EDIVET inspected today, 1464. No need for a second. Thanks for giving us the heads up about the other one in the stone note.
Copy, Scott. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Huntsville Station on 2 for ultrasound.
With you on 2 for ultrasound.
Yeah, we're running maybe a little bit ahead of schedule, so we're just letting you know maybe on the next pass or whenever folks are ready, we're ready to go to private 4 and start setting up the ultrasound machine.
We copy. We'll pass that off to Houston.
And Mike, Houston with you on 2. FYI, the ground team is ready for ultrasound. We have Space to Ground 4 still privatized, and we're ready to call you guys whenever you want to get ready.
All right, thanks. Yeah, we'll move over to 4 from the Columbus, and we'll just get started. We're not in a super hurry, and nobody needs to rush, but thank you for the heads up.
No problem. Station Houston on 2 for Johnny and DPC. And available. Hey, Johnny. Hope to bring you some good news right here. We are looking at canceling the USOS portion of the DPC for you guys this evening. In order to do that, we do have a couple topics both here in Houston and in Huntsville. The first set of topics is going to be for Zena and Mike. They are available. How copy?
Present and listening.
All right, excellent. So, Zena, just going back real quick to your SIGI hardware gather earlier, we saw in your crew note that you found the SIGI upgrade version 2 in slot 111. We were actually expecting version 4 to be in that location. We're hoping you could go and double-check slot 113 and see if you find a version 4 in there. How copy?
Checking right now, and I may have just written that down incorrectly. It might be version 4. I will double-check.
Okay, that would be great. Thank you very much. All right, so for the second item, for all you folks that have worked the PEPS inspection today, thank you very much for the diligent work and all the comments right there. There was one comment that we believe that it was left by Kim Yon here regarding an FGB PBA not having a Sharpie mark. We're curious if anybody here knows if a Sharpie mark was added once you saw that, or if it's just photos were taken. How copy?
I was with Kimmy Hassan for that, and I don't believe a Sharpie mark was added. We can go do that now if that would be helpful.
Yeah, Zena, that would be great if you could put a Sharpie mark where that needle is. We'd really appreciate it.
Hey, you got it. I'll go do both of those things right now.
All right, excellent. And that is everything I'm carrying from Houston right here. I know Huntsville has a couple topics for both Zena and Mike, so I will go ahead and turn it over to Huntsville for the remaining items here.
And Zena, Huntsville's with you. First topic is, we haven't seen your pre-sleep questionnaire from GMT 219. Do you recall if you completed it?
Probably not. I don't think that our Everywhere app was working yet on 219. Remember, a post-sleep questionnaire.
Not a problem. Would you be willing to do that tonight, or would you like us to reschedule that for tomorrow?
That's totally fine.
We appreciate that for knocking that up tonight. And then I have one topic for Mike when Mike's available.
Available in maybe 10 minutes. This is Kimia.
Not a problem, Kimia. When he's available, just have him call Huntsville, and we'll pass our topic on to him.
Okay. I'll let him know. Thank you.
Hey, Huntsville in Houston. Thanks for canceling DPC, and we'll make sure to close the loop on these remaining topics.
Sounds great. Great working with you guys as always on here, and we're here if you need us. Have a good evening.
Thanks. Likewise. Appreciate all the support, and good evening.
And Huntsville Station on 2 from Mike. I think you had something for me.
We did indeed, Mike. Wanted to give you a heads up for tomorrow that the lab is going to be tight with Cetus at port 3 and Cold Atom Lab OMS at port 2. We did timeline Cetus, but that's where it meets your preferences. However, you may want to deconflict with Cal. So just giving you the big picture.
You know me, I love the big picture, and we will deconflict as appropriate, and Cold Atom Lab shall go on. Thank you very much. Thanks for the heads up.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
Two. Station on 2 for Siggy.
Hey, Zena, with you on 2. Go ahead.
Hey, I've got some photos for you on SSC7 for downlink, just so we can back each other up here. What I went back and found in slot 111 is what looks like Siggy upgrade 4P0, which I'm thinking maybe meant 4.0. It's version 1.0, disk 101, volume 2, slot 111. It is serial number 1818.
Well, Zena, I don't know how that could be any more confusing. So, tell you what, let us take a look at that, and we'll see if we can decipher it.
That sounds great. I just got so wrapped up in trying to make a now that's what I call music joke, because that's what I was thinking, flipping through a book of CDs for the first time in more than a decade. In slot 113 is Siggy upgrade, I think, 2.0, version 1.0, volume 2.
That's right. We're just digging ourselves a deeper hole at this point. Thanks for that. We'll try to get it all, get the decoder ring for all this handled.
Godspeed. Let me know what I can help with.
All right. Appreciate the work. Station Houston on 2 for Johnny and question on washcloths.
Hey, Johnny. Hey, go ahead.
Hey, Johnny. Yeah, I think on Friday you were asking us for a location for some additional washcloths. We were able to find that location. I can pass it over to you if you're ready to copy.
Ready to copy.
All right. So you'll be looking in PMA1. There is a half CTB, serial number 5369. How copy?
5369 PMA1. And I'll take a look. Thanks.
No problem, and for just FYI for you, we are planning to fly more on SpaceX 33.
Good. Thanks for the update. And Houston Station on to you for the washcloth. So that CTB 5369 is the one we've been currently using. That's the pantry. So I think that is our only CTB currently remaining for washcloth. I think we'll be okay until SpaceX 33 gets here, but good thing that 33 is going to bring up some more stuff.
All right. Copy that. Thanks, Johnny. Appreciate the info.
Station on 2 for PBA Sharpie.
Hey, Zena, go ahead.
Just closing the loop that Sharpie mark has been made, thanks to Kimia.
That's great. Thanks for the help.
My pleasure.
Station Switchcraft 2 for PWD.
Johnny, with you on 2, go ahead.
Hey, good morning. All crew are good with PWD next PWD. Thanks.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Houston Station on Space Ground 2.
Oleg, go ahead on 2.
Good morning, this is Oleg. I'm ready to perform a procedure
2.735. Fill you the way with deodinated water from PWD. And I took UDW 1530. UDW is empty, and I'm absolutely ready.
Okay, Oleg, we copied 1530 and empty. That is a good report. And we also wanted to let you know when you get to step 3.2, the expected offload time is 26 minutes. That's 26 minutes. And when you get to step 3.3, we can give you the go now. The safe thing is in place.
Copy all, and I'm going to step 3.3 and estimated time 26 minutes.
Yes, copy all. And just to clarify, you have the go once you do get to step 3.3.
Okay.
Station Houston on 2 for Oleg and Yedebe Phil.
Houston, go ahead on 2.
Oleg, Yedebe Phil is complete. We can give you the go per step 6.1 in the teardown procedure.
Copy all. I'm going to step 6.1. Houston station on space ground.
Head on 2.
I have completed step 6 and step 7.1 and transfer host disconnected from PWD and system bypass valve back to rehydration station.
Copy all, Oleg. Good config. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
You too. Station Houston on 2, PWD, XPWD, back online and go for use.
Station on 2 for IMTP.
Huntsville's with you on 2. Good morning, Zena. Just for your information, we have Space to Ground 4 and your exercise specialist ready to go.
Okay, copy. Space to Ground 4. I'll switch over, and we've got the camcorder set up.
So copies all.
And Munich is with you on 2. Mike, good morning. As mentioned in the morning DPC, we would like to provide you with a different headband, serial number, and location if you're ready to copy.
I'm ready to copy.
So we would like you to try T-Mini headband LXL serial number 01. And this headband can be found in the T-Mini kit, serial number 02. Location of the kit is also available in your charge activity in the stow note line 5. How copy?
I copy all. I know where to find the kit. Like you said, it's in the stow note. And you would like me to try a serial number headband L/XL, which is serial number 01, and I can find that in kit number serial number 02.
And that's a good readback, Mike.
We will try even harder to get better data this time.
Copy all, Mike, and if you find that this headband more comfortable, then you can charge this one instead.
Okay, thank you. That makes sense. So we will try it on, see how it works, and if we think that it'll get good data, then we will charge this one. Do you wish us to charge a backup one also, or just one?
Just this one is fine, whichever you decide to go for with.
Okay, copy all. I'll report down in the crew note or call you directly. Thank you for the help.
Copy, Mike, and it would be better if you would call us down since we cannot see the crew notes at the moment.
Okay, we'll do it that way. Thank you very much.
Perfect, and thank you very much for your support.
Munich Station, Space to Ground 2 for T-Mini.
Munich is with you on 2, Mike.
The headband, everything was just as you suggested, so thank you for the suggestions. And just to be completely clear, that the headband serial number is LXL, and it was serial number 01. And that came from the kit serial number 02. And it is currently charging, and we're off to a good start.
Perfect. Thank you very much for your feedback.
Space Station on Space Ground 2 for solar array survey.
Kimia, go ahead on 2.
3 alpha sound imagery complete. And photos are downlinked by SSC7.
Copy. 3 alpha complete SSC7. Thank you.
You.
And Huntsville Station on 2 for Life Science Glove Box and Lubrication.
Go on 2 for LSG. Good morning.
Good morning. And, yeah, for LSG and for the task coming up, we have the Node 2 camcorder on, just making sure you like the view, and we'll start in just a few moments.
That is a good view for the Node 2 cam. And we copy that serial number, Mike. Thank you. Copy, thumbs up. Copy, just a little bit of grease. Copy that serial number, thanks. Copy the double thumbs up. See if you can do a triple thumbs up next time. And we copy that serial number. Perfect. Triple thumbs up. Mike, we copy. And we copy that one as well. Thank you.
And Huntsville on 2 for LSG.
Go on 2.
Great. Looks like we finished steps 2 and 3. As far as I can tell, those are the five rings that you wanted me to work with. Just double-checking with you to make sure we're good. And there is a step here for photo documenting everything. I'm pretty sure you got to see it on the camera, but if you want me to, I'm very happy to take digital stills.
All right, copy. That's all the rings, and just confirm there's no need for photos, but thank you so much for checking.
That is a pleasure doing this, and I'll return everything per the stowage note. If I have any questions, I'll let you know, and it sounds like you don't have any questions for me, so we'll just clean up and return.
Sounds good to us, Mike. Good working with you. Looking forward to the rest of your stint on station. And Huntsville copies.
So station on Space Ground 2 for the Sora Array imagery.
Give me a Gopher imagery.
One Bravo Sora imagery complete. Thank you.
Copy. One Bravo complete.
And photos are downlinked by SSC7. The same. Thank you.
Copy. Also SSC7. Station Houston on 2 for ultrasound. Just a heads up for everybody. We have Space Ground 4 privatized. We're going to come on board with a video.
We copy on 2 and switching to 4 in Columbus. Thanks.
No problem. Station Houston on 2 for Johnny and a 10-minute activity at your convenience.
And Johnny with you on 2. I'm ready to copy.
Yeah, hey, Johnny. So sorry to bother you, but we have a couple of AdLink mini PCs that aren't responding that could really use a power cycle if you're willing to help us out here in a minute.
Yes, and never bother. Always happy to help. And I think this might be, Scott, based on your voice. I can't tell. We don't have an FCT roster up, so thanks for working with us.
Yeah, it is, Scott. So nice working with you, Johnny. Yeah, so there's two separate mini PCs that we'd be looking for. The first one, serial number 1006, is located node 3, aft overhead 4. I'll copy.
1006 and node 3, aft overhead 4. Ready for the next one.
All right, the second one is serial number 1017. And it's located at JPM 1, overhead 6.
Hey, serial number 1017, JPM 1, overhead 6.
And that's a good copy, and I do have the procedure reference for the power cycle if you need it.
I'll go ahead and take it, just in case.
Sure, no problem. It's in the POC book, procedure 2.16.101, step 5 only.
In the POC 2.16.101, number 5, step 5 only. Thanks.
Good copy. Thanks for the help with that, Johnny.
Hey, it's always my pleasure. Appreciate you calling out and let us know.
No problem.
To Station Space Ground 2, both AdLink PCs have been restarted. Let me know if you need any more actions.
Copy that, Johnny. Thank you. We're going to take a look, let you know if we need anything else. And while I've got you, Johnny, I did notice your crew note with the question about the spare Glenn harness. Wanted to let you know we are planning to keep that, so thanks for the question there. We're tracking a future plan to get it stowed away somewhere, but for the meantime, could you just let us know where it lives right now, just for our tracking?
Yeah, right now it's in PMM next to the GSB, but I don't think that's a good spot, so I'm going to go ahead and put it in Node 1 Deck 2 in a mesh bag, and I'll put a little label.
And that works for us. Thanks for doing that, Johnny. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
So station on Space Ground 2 for Sora RE imagery.
Hey, Kimia, go ahead. On 2.
Solar Array 1 Alpha complete, and photos the same in SSC 7.
SSC 7, copy. Thank you very much.
Q.
Sensation on 2 for TOCA.
And with you on 2. Go ahead, Zena.
Hey, wondering if you could help me out in steps 1 and 2 with those configurations.
Happy to do that. We can already verify 1 and 2 are complete. You're go to pick up in 3.
Perfect. Will do. Starting in step 3.
Solicitation on space ground 2 for Solar Array Inventory.
And we're with you, Kimia. Go ahead.
Yes, 3 Bravo complete, and the photos are the same, SSC 7.
Copy that. Thanks for all the help with that.
Thank you for your help.
Station on 2 for EDIVAC.
With you on 2, Johnny. Go ahead.
So EDIVAC serial number 1513 is not in the GA. It's actually currently in use in the SM. So wondering if you want us to just proceed with one EDIVAC, the serial number 1464, or if you want us to grab an alternative EDIVAC. We found a 1512 and wondering if that's what you wanted. Stand by.
Copy that. Checking. Johnny, back with you. So we're looking into our tracking to see if we needed a second Yedeve for this inspection. In the meantime, you can get started with 1464, and then we'll get back to you here in just a minute.
Copy. We'll start 1464, standing by for the second one, and we'll keep moving on the first. Thanks.
Johnny, Mike, Houston, back with you on 2 for Yedeve. Just a heads up, we only need the one Yedeve inspected today, 1464. No need for a second. Thanks for giving us the heads up about the other one in the stone note.
Copy, Scott. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Huntsville Station on 2 for ultrasound.
With you on 2 for ultrasound.
Yeah, we're running maybe a little bit ahead of schedule, so we're just letting you know maybe on the next pass or whenever folks are ready, we're ready to go to private 4 and start setting up the ultrasound machine.
We copy. We'll pass that off to Houston.
And Mike, Houston with you on 2. FYI, the ground team is ready for ultrasound. We have space to ground 4 still privatized, and we're ready to call you guys whenever you want to get ready.
All right, thanks. Yeah, we'll move over to 4 from the Columbus, and we'll just get started. We're not in a super hurry, and nobody needs to rush, but thank you for the heads up.
No problem. Station Houston on 2 for Johnny and DPC. And available.
To station with you, too.
Hey, Johnny. Hope to bring you some good news right here. We are looking at canceling the USOS portion of the DPC for you guys this evening. In order to do that, we do have a couple topics both here in Houston and in Huntsville. The first set of topics is going to be for Zena and Mike. They are available. How copy?
Present and listening.
All right, excellent. So, Zena, just going back real quick to your SIGI hardware gather earlier, we saw in your crew note that you found the SIGI upgrade version 2 in slot 111. We were actually expecting version 4 to be in that location. We're hoping you could go and double-check slot 113 and see if you find a version 4 in there. How copy?
Checking right now, and I may have just written that down incorrectly. It might be version 4. I will double-check.
Okay, that would be great. Thank you very much. All right, so for the second item, for all you folks that have worked the PEPS inspection today, thank you very much for the diligent work and all the comments right there. There was one comment that we believe that it was left by Kim Yon here regarding an FGB PBA not having a Sharpie mark. We're curious if anybody here knows if a Sharpie mark was added once you saw that or if it's just photos were taken. How copy?
I was with Kimmy Hassan for that, and I don't believe a Sharpie mark was added. We can go do that now if that would be helpful.
Yeah, Zena, that would be great if you could put a Sharpie mark where that needle is. We'd really appreciate it.
Hey, you got it. I'll go do both of those things right now.
All right, excellent. And that is everything I'm carrying from Houston right here. I know Huntsville has a couple topics for both Zena and Mike, so I will go ahead and turn it over to Huntsville for the remaining items here.
And Zena, Huntsville's with you. First topic is, we haven't seen your pre-sleep questionnaire from GMT 219. Do you recall if you completed it?
I'll Probably not. I don't think that our Everywhere app was working yet on 219. Remember a post-sleep questionnaire.
Not a problem. Would you be willing to do that tonight, or would you like us to reschedule that for tomorrow?
That's totally fine.
We appreciate that for knocking that up tonight. And then I have one topic for Mike when Mike's available.
Available in maybe 10 minutes. This is Kimia.
Not a problem, Kimia. When he's available, just have him call Huntsville, and we'll pass our topic on to him.
Okay. I'll let him know. Thank you.
Hey, Huntsville and Houston, thanks for canceling DPC, and we'll make sure to close the loop on these remaining topics.
Sounds great. Great working with you guys, as always, on here, and we're here if you need us. Have a good evening.
Thanks. Likewise. Appreciate all the support, and good evening.
And Huntsville Station on 2 from Mike. I think you had something for me.
We did indeed, Mike. Wanted to give you a heads up for tomorrow that the lab is going to be tight with Cetus at port 3 and Cold Atom Lab OMS at port 2. We did timeline Cetus, but that's where it meets your preferences. However, you may want to deconflict with Cal. So just giving you the big picture.
You know me, I love the big picture, and we will deconflict as appropriate, and Cold Atom Lab shall go on. Thank you very much. Thanks for the heads up.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
Two. Station on 2 for Siki.
Hey, Zena, with you on 2. Go ahead.
Hey, I've got some photos for you on SSC7 for downlink, just so we can back each other up here. What I went back and found in slot 111 is what looks like Siggy upgrade 4P0, which I'm thinking maybe meant 4.0. It's version 1.0, disk 101, volume 2, slot 111. It is serial number 1818.
Well, Zena, I don't know how that could be any more confusing. So tell you what, let us take a look at that and we'll see if we can decipher it.
That sounds great. I just got so wrapped up in trying to make a now that's what I call music joke, because that's what I was thinking, flipping through a book of CDs for the first time in more than a decade. In slot 113 is Siggy upgrade, I think, 2.0, version 1.0, volume 2.
That's right. We're just digging ourselves a deeper hole at this point. Thanks for that. We'll try to get it all, get the decoder ring for all this handled.
Godspeed. Let me know what I can help with.
All right. Appreciate the work. Station Houston on 2 for Johnny and question on washcloths.
Hey, Johnny. Hey, go ahead.
Hey, Johnny. Yeah, I think on Friday you were asking us for a location for some additional washcloths. We were able to find that location. I can pass it over to you if you're ready to copy.
Ready to copy.
All right. So you'll be looking in PMA1. There is a half CTB. Serial number 5369. How copy?
5369, PMA1, and I'll take a look. Thanks.
No problem. And for just FYI for you, we are planning to fly more on SpaceX 33.
Good. Thanks for the update. And Houston Station on to you for the washcloth. So that CTB 5369 is the one we've been currently using. That's the pantry. So I think that is our only CTB currently remaining for washcloths. I think we'll be okay until SpaceX 33 gets here, but good thing that 33 is going to bring up some more stuff.
All right, copy that. Thanks, Johnny. Appreciate the info.
Station on 2 for PBA Sharpie.
Hey, Zena, go ahead.
Just closing the loop that Sharpie mark has been made, thanks to Kimia.
That's great. Thanks for the help.
My pleasure.